Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on June 6 regarding Alonda, A-L-O-N-D-A, Bird, B-Y-R-D. Alonda Bird is a 62-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 4/13/21. Appeared she was transferring a heavy patient and injured her back. Appeared she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Appeared she had further evaluation and treatment, including physical therapy and medications. Appeared she denies undergoing an X-ray or an MRI, nor did she receive any injections or surgery. Appeared she has completed a course of active treatment. Appeared new paragraph, as per claim petition, Ms. Baird alleged she was lifting and moving a patient on 4/13/21, resulting in permanent residuals to the thoracic and lumbar spine. Period. A first report of injury. Scratch that. A first report of injury was only partially completed and gave no details of the mechanism of injury. Period. I'm not in receipt of any medical documentation to review. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal extremities lower. She wore long socks, which were lowered for full visualization. Period. Most of the hips was full with decrepitus, but right external rotation and left internal rotation elicited low back tenderness. Period. Most of the knees and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Spine cervical. Active rotation right was 50 degrees and left 60 degrees when she complained of tightness. Period. Motion was full in flexion, comma, extension, comma, and bilateral side bending without discomfort. Thoracic, normal, macro, lumbar, sacral. She was able to walk on her heels and toes, complaining of low back tenderness. Period. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat and rise. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 40 degrees with tenderness. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Period. There was superficial tenderness, palpation about the left sacroiliac joint, but not the right. Period. Supine, straight leg using maneuver on the right, simply brought on slight discomfort with no radicular complaints. Period on the left at 65 degrees. She had low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, there was a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period, impressions. On 4/13/21, Alonda Bird reportedly was injured at work, transferring a patient. Period. She indicates that there was no substantive diagnostic workup, such as x-rays or MRIs. Period. Treatment included only physical therapy and medications. Period. She did not undergo any injections or surgery. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found there to be variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Neither sitting nor supine straight leg ways of maneuvers elicited radicular complaints. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. She had a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification, but there was also superficial tenderness to palpation about the left sacroiliac joint. Period. In paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the thoracic or lumbar spines. Period. It would appear that Ms. Baird sustained soft tissue injuries in the form of sprains. Period. These have long had the opportunity to resolve. Period. Clinical exam does not substantiate any significant injury residuals. Period. End.